Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is indeed a pleasure tonight to welcome two guests into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. Jack and Jesse Gauthier are here. Welcome back to the show, Jack.
Michael, this is a pleasure. This is a pleasure.
It's been a lot of years, and we'll explain who Jack is. He's kind of the mystery guest at this point.
Yes.
And the real star of the day is Jesse. Welcome, Jesse.
Thanks for having us, Mike. It's an honor. Again.
Again. Jesse and Jack are a duo, father and son duo, that have been recording for a number of years. But Jack and I go back even before that, to where Jack worked with my quartets and making recordings from Lake West Studios.
What year was the first one, Mike?
Oh, it's got to be back 87 or 88.
80, it's like the first year I was open. This is actually the 32nd year anniversary of the studio this January, this month. And that was 88 is when I opened.
So we might have been one of the first.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's
why you were gentle, Mike.
I know.
You were my first.
We were one of your first, and it's a pleasure to have them here on our show. By the way, as I mentioned to both of them before we started, show number 700 for Conducting Conversations.
Wow, that's an awesome number. That's a great tribute to you, Mike. Amazing.
It's a lot of fun. It's been a great run and continues to be, hopefully. And so we'll see what comes out of tonight. But what's interesting about tonight is, as I mentioned, Jack and I go way back in the recording business, and Jack also is a guitarist, and started playing the guitar and noticed that someone in his living room started singing along with him at a very young age. Is that the right story?
Wow, you remember that.
Yeah, pretty much. I'd play around the house. Well, Jesse, how did you tell what your remembrance of that is, of how you picked it up?
I just have always gravitated towards music, and he knows it. He would always buy me the latest CD that came out, yes, CDs, because I grew up in the 90s, and I would always see him playing with his college buddies when we'd have these summer parties that he would bring the friends over, and just like any of the CDs he gave me, I just could memorize things so quickly musically, and then same with whatever he was playing with his friends, and it would just be almost programmed in a subconscious way.
So you're literally just a genius.
And,
and Jack said, oh, I can take advantage of this. I can make money from my son.
How can I use this young lad for my evil ways?
Right. But what we haven't said, I don't think, is that the actual name of the group. Is it the Jesse Liam Duo? Is it the Jesse Liam Band? Is it the Jack and Jesse? What exactly is
all of the above.
All of the above.
Although we do go by Jesse Liam is like the main name that appears in all those names that you listed. But because that's my first and middle name. But it all depends. If it's just the two of us, him playing acoustic guitar and me singing like how we just started when I was 15 when I met you and your wife, of course. And then it can be the Jesse Liam Band when we have our drummer and our bass player, or it could be the Jesse Liam Trio when we have our drummer, who is also a world-class hand percussionist. So we can fit any
flexible
venue. Yeah.
Flexible for different opportunities
you
that
have
might
to be.
Come up.
Absolutely.
And, you mentioned my wife, Gail, and she, of course, will be taking all the credit for any of your success.
Well-deserved.
Because you actually did have some voice lessons with her back in the day.
We did, and you know something? Every single time we sing,
she's going to be proud to hear this.
We do at least 15 minutes. Yep. Worth of the warm-ups that she taught us.
Wow.
That she taught Jesse, and amazing. I picked it up.
They're ingrained in here. And you have to. It's like when you're working out. It's a muscle. Sure. You have to work it out.
Sure. I mean, literally every single practice or
Well, you know, you watch the Patriots, you turn the TV on, and it's pregame, and they're all on the field stretching and doing their, you know, warm-ups.
Oh, yeah.
It's no different.
It's part of our routine. If we don't do it, it's like, you know, that thing of like you're not doing your routine. Never
it's
mind.
Like superstitious.
You just don't even feel.
You got to have the right socks, and you got to have.
Don't even feel confident. Actually,
there you go.
Exactly.
Now, one of the facets of this, of course, Jack, when I mentioned Lake West Recordings, mm-hmm. which is still going strong, it's a recording studio. And tell us just a brief little bit about that, and then we'll get into the music part of this.
Yeah, it's like I mentioned, it's this month is the 32-year anniversary, which is just crazy to think.
Now, there's some fame that goes along with Lake West Studio. You started off, although we might have been one of your first, we certainly are not your most famous. You've had a lot of great artists come through there and do recordings.
Yeah, I mean, I've really been blessed to, you know, through my initial connection with Duke Robillard when I was actually probably about 24, taking guitar lessons from him. Mm-hmm. And from that, long and short of it is, I remember mentioning to him one day, you know, I really love playing, and I think I'm a decent player and everything, but I really enjoy the recording part of it because I was doing that on the side already, you know, in the duo I was in, a little four-track thing. And anyways, through his recommendation, I was introduced to somebody where I started apprenticing for a couple of years down in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, Stable Sound. And that was the beginning of it all. And through all that, I still work with Duke. I even manage him as well now, his career. And we've had a couple albums that have had Grammy nominations and various different, you know, right. Blues Music Award winnings mm-hmm. and nominations. But also, you know, through the years, just countless. You know, it's how it is. It's really kind of tough to really think off the cuff of all the people, but right. I've just been blessed through the years. To
and
have,
it's still going. If someone,
still going,
if
yeah.
If someone has the ambition or wants to do a recording, we had a young man in the studio a few weeks ago doing a show, and a pianist, excellent pianist, and he said, I think I'd like to make a CD. And I said, I got a guy for you.
I got a guy.
you know, if people are interested in that, they can certainly check it out online. Go to Lake West Recording. Is that right?
That's right. LakeWestRecording.com, actually.
Yep. All right. So that'll check all that out. Jesse, we want to get to a piece of music and then find out a lot more about you. But we're going to start with a song called Yo-Yo, I believe. Tell us the exact title and what it means.
Yo-Yo Quitos. So our drummer, who's just magnificent in every way.
Michael DeQuatro.
Yep. He programmed this track for us. After I had written some lyrics about our trip doing a little tour in Finland. So kiitos is how you say thank you in Finland. And here it is.
All right, here we go.
Place. Excitement flashed across my face. Bringing music to the world is why we're here. I don't know what's in store for us. Confusion fills the two of us. Singing here for you just makes it clear.
Time to do what I came here for. Just can't stop, you know you want more. By love everywhere. Now we're coming right back home to you.
Time to do what I came here for. Just can't stop, you know you want more.
There's nothing we can do.
been a year that's full of my first. Yep. Preparing for the big E, we rehearse. Ha. Checking off things from a bucket list. Throwing out the Paw Sox, first pitch.
Hit it.
Dropping up to Maine, my first time there. We hop on a plane, we fly in thin air. I'm so blessed, my life is a show. All I gotta say is, kid those. Stop, you know you want more.
There you go. That I'm a little bit confused when you mention the title. You mentioned something about Finland. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And how did that come up?
Dad, you start it.
Well, actually, was doing an album with this band from Finland.
As everybody does.
As everybody does. And actually,
well,
Duke Robillard was producing it. And anyways, became friendly with the guys, and they heard a few things through the week that we spent together. I told them about my son and us recording, and then I said, you know, my dream has always been to go over to Europe to sing. And basically, a couple of guys said, yeah, I think we can put something together for you. So that's basically it, and we had the time of our life over there, Jesse.
Oh my God. Typically, in Rhode Island style, you know a guy.
I know a guy.
Well, great. I don't want to take up too much time because I want to get to Jesse about some of the music. A lot of this music that you're going to hear today, you either wrote, or you do a lot of cover songs when you perform, but quite a few that you've written. And I just want to find out, how does that work? Does when you say you wrote a song?
A lot of it is co-writing. It's a team, of course, just okay. Like putting the instrumentation together, as he knows and you know. Probably by the third record, because in the first two records, he knows so many musicians that when I first started out, as you remembered, I was just an interpreter of songs. I just wanted to sing. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have anything to write about. You know, I was young. And by the third record, one of the guys who we sung a lot of his songs off of the first two records, he gave me a journal and he says, just write anything down. And then just through the years of always listening to music, I've just learned to take everything I've written in a journal, bring it to this guy, my father, and he'd put some music to it. We'd mm-hmm. make it a structure of a song, and that's what we learned so much about writing songs, is we sing all these cover songs for so many years that we know, like, what works, what a structure of a pop song is, and the rest is history, I guess, yeah.
Well, there you go. This this last song, Yo-Yo, comes off of a CD called The Light That Follows Me Home. And that's the title of the CD, of which you have, six of them here?
Yeah.
Amazing, very prolific. let's talk about The Light That Follows Me Home.
So my father was walking one night, as he always does, at the top of our street, and saw this light at night that just glimmered in a certain way that reminded him of his father, because my grandfather, his father, had passed away a couple years ago, and he had the lyric in his mind, The Light That Follows Me Home. And I was like, oh, I can work with that. So he gave me that, and then I just wrote the verses, just reminiscing on how great of a grandfather he was to me. And there we go. Anything else you want to add to it?
Yeah. No, it's funny. I mean, you know, every day I go out for a walk, and I walk past it's a 3-mile walk, and there's this one street light that, for whatever reason, my father always came in my thoughts when I walk past this light.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's strange, cool. Right? And anyways, that's really was it. And we even have a video.
Yeah, our drummer again, Michael DeQuatro.
Michael DeQuatro shot that even has the light, you know, even in the CD, you can see there's a couple, I think there's a picture in there.
So is there on the website, on your...
Oh, yeah, right at the top, there's a
Jesse video. JesseLiam.com, right?
You got it. Yeah. Even on YouTube.
JesseLiam www.tajadoitwithakinghereforiskidsfirsttimethere.com. And they can see the video there, too.
You got it. You can find me everywhere.
Let's give it a listen.
I'll never forget you. I turn around and you were always there, celebrating life's small moments was your only care. One thing I know, you're the light that follows me home. I'll never forget you. When I was a kid, you treated me like a king, always eager just to listen to me sing. One thing I know, you're the light that follows me home. One thing I know, one thing I know, you're the light that follows me home.
Short but sweet, as they say. Very nice, pretty song. And we have one more I want to squeeze in before we take our first break. And I mentioned earlier that you do cover songs, and this is one of them, right? Tell us about that.
It's Let It Be Me by the Everly Brothers. All I can say is it's a crowd favorite for all the years I've been performing.
Yeah, I mean, that's really kind of our, you know, the first comparison people make is that our family harmony is with is that reminiscent of the Everly Brothers. And I got to say, we, you know, we do pretty well with the Everly Brothers.
Toot your own horn.
Now, we do pretty well with those because it really fits
It fits, sure. If it fits, wear it, as I say.
Absolutely.
All right.
There you go.
And actually, Duke Robillard is playing guitar on this. He's a master. So.
Oh, cool. So this is not your guitar playing.
I play on it, too.
Oh, both
of you. But the good stuff is him.
Okay. We'll listen to Let It Be Me, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Jack and Jesse.
Leave me lonely. Tell me you love.
Jesse Liam is the subject of the show tonight. Jack, his dad, is here with him, and together they make a duo or a band or an orchestra or a Cirque du Soleil act, you name it. I think Jack and Jesse can do it. Jesse is the proud producer of 6 CDs that I have here on my desk, and we've been listening to some of the music from them. I'm Mike Mano, and pleased, very pleased, to have them both in the studio with me. We're separated a little bit, so we have the social distancing thing going on, but it's great to see them both again and get to listen to Jesse's music that has developed over the years from, first CD was, about 10, 12 years ago, something like that, Jesse?
Yeah, like 10, 11 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, so six more now in the can, as they say. And it's interesting talking about how someone progresses from sitting on the living room floor listening to his dad and starting to hum some tunes to all of a sudden be appearing in Finland and some pretty major performances around. You're part of you've sung national anthems at most of the local professional teams and
even down in Tampa Bay for the Rays.
Really?
Yeah, last winter. Oh, right before the pandemic.
Yeah, we just like you were mentioning with Gail, we just came back from a tour in Florida, and like literally 4 days later, they closed everything.
Oh, so you made it back in time.
I organized that all myself too, just like I get all the gigs here. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm determined. We got to get out of the state. So we went down to Florida, and I just called a bunch of places, and they were so gracious to have us. And then, of course, with all my repertoire of singing the national anthem up in the Northeast here, I was able to get the Tampa Bay Rays, which is a great opportunity.
Excellent, excellent. And other places like the Big E exhibition.
Yeah, oh,
yeah,
Rhode Island Day.
Yeah, that was
great. That was awesome. Rhode what a crowd,
Day,
yeah.
So you've been getting around, as they say. let's talk about this next song that we want to play called Yeah, Yeah.
Dance.
Yeah, yeah, dance?
Yeah, that's how it goes. You say yeah, yeah, and I'll say dance. So or other way around.
You say yeah, yeah, and I say dance.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Right, and this is co-written with our friend Pete Francis from...
Did he write the word dance or the second yeah?
It's a blur.
It's a blur.
I wrote this song... I had it in my journal. It was about Dad and I. So if you listen to the lyrics, you can hear me saying... We sing everything from Beatles to ska. You know, I'm here with my pa. It's just a fun track.
Yeah,
we had so much fun working with Pete Francis of Dispatch and his keyboard player, Dan Golden. And I was like, you know what? I want a really cool, hip, produced track. So
there you go.
Let's do this.
So if you watch the video, you're dancing.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But Jack, not so much.
No, I didn't get it from him, but I did get his voice. So,
all right, here we go.
Come on, let's dance. say, come on, let's dance. Don't stop, just take a chance. Go on and clap your hands. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody, come on, let's dance. Don't stop, just take a chance. Go on and clap your hands. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody, come on, let's dance. Don't stop, just take a chance. Go on and clap your hands. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody, come on, let's dance. Don't stop, just take a chance. Go on and clap your hands. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody, come on, let's dance. Don't stop, just take a chance. Go on and clap your hands. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dance.
Yeah, yeah, let's dance. And not exactly in the style that I normally sing, but a lot of fun. And that came out of your head, just something you wrote down.
Yeah, and you should see me on stage when that song hits. Man, my feet are moving thanks to our drummer as well. Well,
there you go. All right.
And everybody's singing dance.
And the only difference between what you would do and I would do is I'd have a big vocal tag at the end. I wouldn't just end it like that. I'd, you know, stretch something out.
Oh, you actually, we do a whole repertoire of Christmas songs. We have like 22 or 3. And I swear to you, our biggest influence, it was the quartet singing, because we have a lot of fun with these, and we always have the big finish.
Oh, yep, there you go.
Stay straight.
Yep.
And then he's going, oh.
Yeah, always have the big finish and totally rip that off from watching you guys.
Cool.
And we'll do it each time. Like, each time the chorus comes in, we'll do a little bit. Yeah. Then the next time the chorus comes in, he goes off. And then by the end, he's just like a rocket.
Yeah, honestly, it really was a huge influence on us, the big finish.
Well,
the big
cool.
finish.
Let's get to another piece. This one's called It's All Right. Tell us about this one.
Another crowd favorite. It's probably the first song that we had co-written with our dear friend Greg Lato, who's a local pop singer-songwriter. It's probably the first time when we try to change lanes from the first two records being mostly country, folk, acoustic kind of songs. And we kind of pulled the Taylor Swift there and we went a little pop. And it's just a fun song, a carefree song. Everybody puts their hands in the air and they know it after all these years that this song has been out and we've been playing at these local concerts. Mm-hmm. So it's just so fulfilling to play this song because everybody loves it.
Yeah, we play a lot of the outdoor events, you know, in your towns and stuff like in Narragansett or off the pier. And really, that's our mainstay all over the state.
Or Lake Mishnock.
Or like Mishnock or the Big E.
Yeah.
But it's always about the crowd participation. And you literally will see 300-400 people with their hands in the air going back and forth. It's great.
And I'm always filming it. It's a tradition.
Yeah, it's great fun.
Let's go to It's All Right.
I can still hear clock ticking my sleep away. Bad start to the day, but it's alright. Too much pressure I've got. Deadlines come fast, but with you it's laid back. It's alright, alright. I'm saying it's alright, cause I know you love me. You have just what I need to get by. Hey now, what you gonna do? Hey now, you wanna come too? Hands in the air, it's alright. You're a good distraction from all the noise in the world. Without saying a word, it's alright, alright. I'm saying it's alright, cause I know you love me. We'll have our time, just you and I. Hey now, what you gonna do? Hey now, you wanna come too? Hands in the air, it's alright. You gonna do? Hey, now you wanna come to hands.
to put your hands in the air. It's alright. Hey now, what you gonna do? Hey now, you wanna come to? Hands in the air. It's alright. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey now, what you gonna do?
This next album we're going to take a song from is called This Is Where I Am, and the song is called Home. And I see that you wrote this under a fake name, Michael Bublé.
My hero, my vocal hero.
Is he really?
One of them.
Yeah.
Same cook as my other one.
Okay, and that's a big influence on how you look at a song or how you think about a song.
Especially a song like this, a ballad, mm-hmm. when I am just using my voice. Of course, like when I'm singing Yeah Yeah Dance, I have all the pop influences that I grew up with because they're mostly just a performer. But when it comes to vocals, he's great, and he is almost kind of on the same track as us, Michael Bublé. He always has been, where he is mostly a cover singer, but in his CDs he throws in some original songs that I'm sure he co-wrote with people. And yeah. I love this song, and everybody loves this song so much. It's called Home.
All right. Anything to add to that, Jack?
No, we actually have strings on it, though, too, right?
Yeah,
we have
a couple, so there's a little classical element for you guys.
Classical element for that.
You listeners out there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
All right. We'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris or Rome, but I wanna go home. Oh, maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Miss you, you know. I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? I won't send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna come home. I gotta go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I've gotta come home. Like I'm living someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away, neither Paris or Rome, but I wanna go home. Miss you, you know. And I may be surrounded by a million people, I still feel alone. let me go home. I've gotta come home. Let me go home. I've had my run, baby, I'm done. I've gotta go home. Let me go home. It'll all be alright. I'll be home tonight. I'm coming back home.
The Jesse Liam duo is here. Jesse Liam Gauthier and Jack Gauthier. Or, as some people know him, John Paul.
That's right.
You don't use that much anymore, or?
Not so much, you know, formally, you know.
Right.
But,
you sign a check, Jack, right?
No, John Paul.
Oh, you sign it, John Paul.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten many checks from you. But we're here talking about Jesse, mostly, and his music that Jack has tutored him through and produced his 6 CDs that I have here on my desk.
That's a great way to put it. Tutored.
Yeah. Tutored him through.
Yes.
And a wonderful relationship that a lot of people, I'm sure, would be very, very jealous about. I know when I first started singing, I was following in my dad's footsteps. But by the time I got to be in my, you know, late teens, he was done and pretty much that was the end of his singing career. So I never had the chance to perform with him very much, for just a little bit, like 1970 and 71.
Wow.
And that was it, just those 2 years. And then he got sick and moved away. But it's a wonderful opportunity for the two of you to share what you share. Now, there are other people in your family. I know that as a matter of fact. And there are other people that have helped you along the way and band members and so forth. Let's talk a little bit about that. Elaine is at home, right?
Yes, my lovely wife, Elaine, Jesse's mom.
Now, do you have any proof of that? Because because I can imagine Jesse get his talent from Elaine, but, you know.
I got the passion from her. Remember, like, before I was saying I got the voice from him, but not the dance moves?
Okay.
But from her, I didn't get the voice, unfortunately, but she loves to sing, even though she's a little off key. But it's the truth. But
she's probably going
to. She's singing impaired, but she loves to sing, and we love to sing with her. And she's also just such a great energy for us and supportive.
She's an artist herself. She was an art teacher,
amazing painter,
watercolorist.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So she understands our mindsets. Needless to say,
everybody has their own thing.
Yeah.
And you have 8 brothers and sisters.
No, he just has one brother, Jake. He's actually John Paul the III.
Okay.
Yep, Jake, and he's a wonderful kid too. He actually sings and plays guitar, and we've only really sang together once in a 3-part harmony, and it was amazing. I'm really hoping to do more with him at some point.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
And what about band members?
We've got Michael DeQuatro, as we've mentioned before, our awesome drummer. Keeps my feet moving.
Yeah, he's drummer, percussionist extraordinaire, as well as he really is a co-creator on a lot of our music over the last 3-4 years now, on the records and everything. I mean, we pretty much don't want to do anything without him. And we're also blessed to have Steve Johnson on bass in the last couple of years, and he's become a great addition to us as well. He's got great energy, very positive, and an amazing player. We're really truly, truly blessed to have the two players that we have with us.
Excellent.
Definitely.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, we're going to go to a song that is another cover tune. The CD is called Come On My Way.
No, I wrote that.
You?
We wrote
we
that.
We wrote that. And Pete Francis wrote
it. And Pete Francis, again, and Dan Golden, the one that helped produce Yeah Yeah Dance. Mm-hmm. And I took this song that I had written a journal about a dear friend of mine who ended up having passed away through cancer. He was a Vietnam vet. He been through it all, and we used to go line dancing together down at Mishnock, where my dad's studio is, and I took his strength, put it in a song, and just like our whole message has always been upbeat and unity, bringing everybody together, and that's what this song is about. We threw some horns on there, and just made it a fun, vibey, islandy kind of song, so it's a lot of fun. Enjoy.
I came so far to turn back now. There's a will, and I know how. I lean into faith when darkness gets shot. We're bound together. Are you with us or not?
Come on my way. Come on my way. Come on my way.
Full of changes, not always clear. You'll find a hero, look in your fears. You cross that bridge a million times. That healing's fire clear in his eyes.
Come on my way. Come on my way. Come on my way.
I couldn't understand. I used to feel life slipping right out of my hands. Nobody's perfect, we've all been broken down. Well, it all comes back together whenever you're around.
Come on my way. Come on my way. Come on my way. Come on my way, hey.
Even when you're down, you never leave the fight. Remember how you said to me, never quit at life. A simple rhyme is what we breathe, takes the pain away. Opens up the clouds above, it's time to come my way.
Come on my way, come on my way. Come on my way, hey. Come on my way, come on my way, come on my way, hey.
I used to fear the things I couldn't understand. I used to feel life slipping right out of my hands. Nobody's perfect, we've all been broken down. Well, it all comes back together whenever you're around.
Come on my way. Come on my way. Come on my way. Hey. Come on my way. Come on my way. Come on my way.
Let's go.
Come on my way.
Come on my way.
Come on my way.
Well, Jack and Jesse, I can't thank you enough for coming into the studio here and bringing your music to our audience. It's a pleasure to see you, and I'm thrilled that the success you've had so far, Jesse, and I want you to make a promise now. Right here, we're going to have it recorded so that you can't go back on it. But when you continue with your fame and fortune, you'll always come back and do conducting conversations. So, you ready?
Amen.
Yeah, is that a promise?
That's a promise.
All absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
So, you know, you might have to go from the Tonight Show, whatever, fly in and do this one also. But
it'd be my honor and pleasure again, just like it is today. I can't believe we waited like 10 years to come back or more. It's bringing me right back to where the feeling that I got when I first started and working with your wife, and which is just always still implanted in my mind in wow. such a great way with all we do with our music. And I'm just grateful to be here.
It's great to have you both, and I know that we certainly can't wait 10 years, or might even not wait 10 months. Let's bring you back when things get a little more normal. And we'll talk about some of the places that you'll be hopefully booking at that point in time. And
yeah,
maybe
that'd be great.
This summer you'll be able to do some outdoor stuff at least, you know, that kind of thing.
And between the two of us, we've got stories even that aren't on air that we were talking that we could fill a whole nother hour of.
Or 10 or 20. And Jack and I have plenty to talk about.
That's right. You weren't even born yet. Yeah.
Well, Jack, great to see you, and thanks. And I'm going to have Jesse introduce this last song and tell us about Just the Way.
Oh, another fan favorite. And, of course, Bruno Mars is another one of my heroes because not only does he have the voice like all the other guys I mentioned, but he's got the moves like that old funk soul sound. And he's just made it so modern. And this song is just so pure and simple, just like My Girl is just so simple with the lyrics and the melody that people all ages love this song, sing along to it, and it's a great hit. So thank you, Bruno, for letting us sing the song.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Great to see you.
You too, Mike. Thank you so much.
And the rest of you, see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Her eyes make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. I know, when I compliment her she won't believe me. It's so sad to think she don't see what I see. Every time she asks me, do I look okay? You know I'd say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. Cause you're amazing, just the way you are. When you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. Just the way you are. Her lips, I could kiss them all day if she'd let me. Her laugh she hates, but I think it's so sexy. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah. Oh, you know I never ask you to change. But if perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'd say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. Cause you're amazing, just the way you are. For a while, girl, you're amazing, just the way you are, the way you are, the way you are, amazing, yeah, you not a thing that I would change. Cause you're amazing, just the way you are. When you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. Girl, you're amazing, just the way you are. The way you are.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.